IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. Well, this is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Viewpoint, and here I am your host. This is Asma. And I'm very pleased to have two very dear guests, Brother Ali and Sheikh Ruhullah. And previously we talked about death and the following issues related to it. And now we, since it was a very interesting topic, we couldn't live it. So we are following that discussion right now. We talked about the liability of the fact that soul does exist in a body, and there are some ways for it to get separated from the physical body. Right now, we have some questions considering the fact that there are too many ways for the soul to get out of body or to get departed from the body. Now, I would like you, Brother Ali, to give us some more of information about that fact, that how are different types of how is it possible for the soul to different version of the possibilities of the soul getting departed from the body?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. There are different ways that actually soul can get departed from the body. And let's first, before actually diving into this discussion, I refer to this holy verse of Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنَ الرُّوحِ قُلَ الرُّوحِ مَنَا مِنْ رَبِّي وَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. It has been interpreted in two ways, that you have been given a very tiny part of information about the knowledge of ruh, or again, it has been interpreted in this way, that very few people know the details and accuracies of the soul. So these two interpretations.
Since it's a matter of Allah, nobody can get the whole truth.
Yeah,
of it.
When they are asking the Holy Prophet about the ruh, Allah says to the Holy Prophet, tell them that this is something that you know little about. Or no, few of you knows about this. Mm-hmm. So either definitions or other commentaries of this actually shows that, okay, this is an important issue, or okay, the elite of the ummah, elite of the Islamic ummah, or a limited knowledge of it is going to be given to the people. So there are some secrets behind it. So it is very important.
Yes.
It must be something very precious. So now let's be back to your question, that what are the different forms of that? One form is the permanent death, when somebody passes this world and enters the other world. Actually, he or she passes a bridge from this world to the next world. So we don't need to be
changing
terrified
address.
And to be panic of what is going to happen in the other world. In hadith, we have that both kafir and mu'min, believer and unbeliever, when they die, they wish to die earlier. They wish they have died earlier.
Very interesting.
Why? Because the one says, that, okay, how interesting is it? How beautiful this world is. The other one says, in case I came earlier, I did less sins, and then my situation was much more better than here. Much more better than what it is. So anyhow, so one form of transition is permanent death.
Permanent death.
The other one is experiencing, or some experiences, experimenters who are experimenting the life after this life. But it's not a complete, let's say, depart and separation. Mm-hmm. If it was a complete separation, so they cannot get back to this world based on the Quranic verse.
There's still a link into this world.
They have still a link to this world. But they can see and they can witness whatever is there. They can come and narrate for us whatever they have seen. So this is another form. Another form of it, the second form, something like, for example, whatever we see while we are sleeping.
Exactly.
So it can happen while we're
like
asleep.
Like a dream.
Like a dream. It can happen while we're in a dream, or there is a separation of body and soul, or due to different circumstances. One, for example, due to a disease that he or she had. Or due to some problems and difficulties that
so
a person had.
So you talked about that when it happens when we are asleep. Does it happen to everyone? They have this separation of soul when they sleep?
Look, this separation, because we have even in the hadith, it says that in the hadith, it says that an-nawm akhul mawt, that is, dream is the brother of death. But in that, this separation is not a complete separation.
Yes.
That's why we have been recommended when we are going to wake somebody up, we are asked not to wake him up with, let's say...
With a harsh voice.
It's very good to actually wake him or her up with lots good words and slowly, slowly. Because
in a soothing
There is a possibility of making him die.
Wow.
Because the soul is separate now, but not completely. When you actually put some pressure on him or her...
With this harshness,
there is a possibility of a complete separation of mm-hmm. the body and soul.
It's breakable so material.
We have heard, again, in biography of some of the scholars, the later scholars, that when they wanted to wake somebody up for the morning prayer, we have heard that they started touching their toes and talking and asking them to if it's the time of Adhan, if you are ready. In a soothing manner. If you are ready, please get up and perform your prayers.
Not to horrify them.
So very slowly, slowly. So this is just a point that I wanted to mention. It's not related to the topic. Let's go to the other parts and different forms.
Since it's a very interesting topic, whatever we speak has got so many roads to go.
Yeah. And many details, actually.
Yes, many details.
In different aspects.
10 minutes is not going to do the entire deal.
Yeah. So another actually way to make this separation happen is to, as I said earlier in the previous show, is to observe taqwa, piety. Even some ordinary people reach to these levels through actually observing the rites of Allah and also observing the whatever is
possible
forbidden.
To call it ecstasy.
It has an ecstasy inside it because it's full of joy and ecstasy. Look, it is quite a new experience. You enter a world. See, you are in, we are in this room. We are in this studio. We see everything with the details. When you actually at the same time that you are talking to me, you are in another city and see with these details and even more than that. So, isn't it interesting for you? Isn't it
of
a joyful experience for you? It is.
Of course, it is.
And then your accuracy, your knowledge on the issue is more than whatever you are seeing now, because it is a matter of soul, not matter of body, because
yes,
body is limited.
More dimensions, and it's not limited anymore.
Yeah, you see, so it is it's full of ecstasy.
Sorry for interruption. I wanted to add some more points to the what mentioned by Brother Alawi. I myself think that it is better to term it as an extension of the soul. Mm-hmm. Not uh-huh. the separation. Uh-huh. Extension of the soul happens in this kind of experiences. But the full separation or the complete separation of the soul, I think it might not happen before
that happens
before the
only
complete,
after
yeah,
death.
Before mm-hmm. death, it is impossible to happen. But the possibility of the extension of soul is something that is discussed in our Islamic sources. In the Holy Quran and Riwayat and Ahadith, and
it is extension, not
it should be termed extension,
mm, not separation.
That's more technical, that's more, let's say, true and exact,
more actual,
precise, very good. And the other point that I wanted to mention is that, you know, whatever we perceive in our life, the perception or the realization or understanding is something that is performed or done by the soul, by nafs, not by the body. The pleasures that we feel or that we realize or perceive, it is something that is soul achieving that, mm-hmm. not the body. So
the body is just a tool.
The body is just a kind of means or tools or mm-hmm. equipments for the soul.
Yes.
But the soul itself is of no need to the body. This is the body that is in need of soul. Soul has a kind of governing or dominant over the body. Once it leaves the body, it has more capacities, it has more capabilities to enjoy, to to perceive the pleasure or to achieve the pleasure directly without yes. any means.
Now we are talking so specializedly about soul,
yeah. Yeah, since
we're,
yeah.
but we are talking about death.
Yeah.
So leave the soul aside. Because I'm going to ask you one yeah. question.
I wanted just to complete my discussion over this subject. That is that, as our brother Alevi rightly mentioned, that when you experience these kind of experiences, you enjoy a level of pleasure that is impossible for you to experience that in your bodily life, in your physical life. So that's why it is really kind of pleasant, enjoyable, full of pleasures, full of enjoyment. Experience
when there's no body,
when there's no body, when there's no mean. If you have directly access to something,
mm-hmm.
that is better, or if you have access to that through some means,
of course, without any means.
Yeah, that's it. That is the experience.
It's a comprehensive intuition.
Exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yes, now these people happen to have such experiences. They come back and they narrate to us the stories they have seen. What do you think could be the reason behind that? What is the goal behind that? I mean, what God has decided for us to learn from them?
Mm-hmm. First of all, you see, this kind of experiences with the people narrate them, of course, it has lots of lessons that we should take. First of all, some people, or we can say nowadays in the modern world, maybe majority of the people do not believe in this kind of transcendent phase of life or transcendent
exactly.
world.
Some so, atheists even don't
yeah,
believe in
there are
in
atheists,
the
there are secular-minded people, there are, we can say, atheist sort of people. So unfortunately, since people are so much busy in this physical life and everyday affairs, so that's why they even do not have any chance, any opportunity sometimes to think about the heavens, to think about the other phase of life. So these kind of people, when they tell us about these sort of experiences, at least it grasps or attracts our attention to that other spiritual or immaterial realities.
It's like a booming session.
Yeah, of
like
course.
For a moment, course, you have yeah. to think.
Of course, yeah.
What is happening?
What is happening is, am I just limited to this bodily, physical life?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, there is some other sort of life or sort of phases, environments that I can experience. So at least once your attention is attracted to that kind of world, so it is steps towards perfection. Because then you start improving yourself, perfecting mm-hmm. yourself, your soul, your spirit. Try to think about a higher level of life. A higher level of existence,
exactly.
a higher level of reality. Mm-hmm. And you understand that, okay, I'm not only this limited, small physical body which enjoy, for example, some 50 or 60 years of life. No, it's not. I have another kind of very huge and extended sort of opportunities and that I can get there, that I can enjoy, that I
and
can...
And this life would seem to us like a very short journey.
Very short, very limited.
We would understand that there is an entire life course, that is yeah. about to come.
Maybe as compared to that eternal life that we enjoy, eternal kind of pleasures. So it is like a second as compared to millions of hours. We can, so
yes.
it's not an exact kind of comparison
yeah.
that I make, mm-hmm. but we could... understand this way. That
no, it is a very nice discussion. I don't like to cut it here because we, as much as we talk, the new roads
new
are opening to us.
New dimensions and
yes.
aspects of it comes in between.
Yes, but we're running out of time, and it was so nice to have a discussion with you, Brother Ali and Sheikh Ruhollah. I learned plenty much of things. I hope you listeners also did like what I do, and you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
Should I wanna have you doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong and right. Love that often lies, cause I don't need anyone, anything in life.